Yeah, and some friends. There's a very special message in this song.
Your mic's not on, bro. I'm close.
You got it, man?
It is on. Can we have mic number two?
Well, I guess I have to sing really loud.
You can have mine if you want.
No.
Okay.
Voila. Okay. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Just a little smile. A little is enough.
It is so, so good to be singing together. So, Leo the Magnificent said, what are you going to talk about? I said, well, we'll find out. But I do, but I know what instantly came in was follow that star. That is what came to me. And when those moments happen, I'm like, what does that mean? Follow that star. The obvious, you know, the Christmas story. You know the Christmas story, right? You know, Jesus, born in a barn, bunch of hay, bugs, animal manure. So think about it. What amazes me is how, it's not a judgment, it's an amazement. How many people take the story very, very literally. Very literally. This young teenage chick has a voice come to her and say, yo, virgin, you're gonna have a baby. She's like, ah, okay. And then the husband says, what? Okay. They travel. She's 9 months pregnant. She gets on a donkey. They travel and travel and travel. He doesn't make a reservation anywhere, so they end up in a barn. And then these three wise men, these magi, go, oh, there's a star. Now, they're in completely different places in the Far East. So they follow the star. And that's when it came to me, what follow that star is really about. We spend so much time, and I'm talking about the collective we spend so much time looking out there for the star, following this or following that, don't we? We don't mean to, it's part of human nature. But the star that we need to be following is within. And while these wise men were following this star, they were following the star because it was representing the birth of the Christ, the birth of the Christ within. You know, I know a lot of you are actors. I know if you're an actor or have been an actor, raise your hand. I rest my case. So as an actor, there's so many different ways to approach the character, right? Sometimes you do all, some is method acting, and some is doing the research and doing the work from the inside. Sometimes it's something in the outer. You can work and work in rehearsal, and then you get a piece of the costume. And that, there's the shift. All of a sudden, you're in the character. So both, it's not either or, it's both and. It's always alpha to omega, A to Z. And we're living in this world that is so, in so many ways, filled with so much division. So many entities trying to divide us. And then we have this place called unity, where we get to come together. So the point is, these three magi followed this star that took them to the place where the birth of the Christ was happening, the Christ within. The Christ within that represents love, unconditional love. Many of us know it is the Advent season. And Advent is a preparation, a time of preparation for what is coming. And it begins on the first Sunday with hope and faith. And then that second Sunday is peace. peace. And then as you heard Sarah read that beautiful daily word today, today is love. Love, 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 love. And it seems like we're seeking peace so much. And we have to continually be reminded that peace is always present, right? It's not out there. It's not the star. The end of a war does not bring peace. Peace is always going on. And we're trying to bring it forth and focus on it in our lives. Let there be peace on earth. Let it begin with me. That's the only place it can begin. So when Elizabeth let me know that she was not going to be able to come, and by the way, yesterday was her birthday. That was why she was going to come up this weekend. So let's send Reverend Elizabeth Longo some birthday love. And I found a few things very, very early this morning. And as spirit would have it, I love how this stuff works. You know, the stuff in life that you cannot plan, you cannot script it, you can't write it. I turned to an old Advent booklet that I had from Unity. And I thought, let me see what resonates with me. This one thing resonated, and I went, well, ain't God funny? This was written by Reverend Elizabeth Longo. And it goes like this. 'Tis the season to open our hearts and minds to the energy of love. In the twinkle of an eye, love will make all things new. Bring wonder and curiosity to your heart and allow love to reveal its secrets, gently guiding you on your dance and on your journey of becoming. God's love is at the very, very core of our being, the reason for all existence. At any moment and at any time, love can heal and renew our spirits. When we feel lonely and unloved, we can immerse ourselves in this healing energy, which is unconditional and ever-present. Love can be distorted and twisted when it is hijacked by the personality. We might easily believe that someone or something out there is responsible for our happiness. We might create stories that someday we'll be loved when we find our soulmate, or believe ourselves worthy of love. Turn on the radio and you will hear endless love songs that speak about pain and suffering. My favorite country song title, I gave her the ring, she gave me the finger. Google it. But instead, let the power of divine love into your life. Let the power of divine love into your life and experience the miracle of the harmonizing, unifying power of love. Turning on the light of love every day raises your vibration and will have a huge impact on your life. Create a bonfire of love in your heart and let it shine forth to the world. And as it says in Colossians 3:14, above all, clothe yourselves in love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Here's Adrian. Oh, in a minute.
I'm like,
how about Marianne? Is she here? Here's Marianne.
Trim the town with plastic trees. till the world was just a giant retail maze. Tis the season when you turn your thoughts to people you can't please, and you measure passing time in shopping days. And the holidays were something to get through. But the thing I hadn't counted on was you. Just in time for Christmas, you came along. Just in time for Christmas, you filled my life with song. And there was joy where there had once been doubt. Just in time for Christmas, you showed me what Christmas is about. What I needed most could not be bought at any price. I was far too disillusioned then to see. I was going through the motions, made a list and checked it twice, and forgot to write down anything for me. But my long unspoken wishes have been true, and an unexpected miracle came through. Just in time for Christmas, one silent night. Just in time for Christmas, you filled my life with light. And there was joy where there had once been doubt. Just in time for Christmas, you showed me what Christmas is about.
So as Sarah shared earlier in today's Daily Word, love is personal and sacred. It is human and divine. It is immediate and immortal. Amid seasons, greetings for joy and peace. I give thanks for the power of love. The Star of Bethlehem represents metaphysically the light that is always always guiding us to our higher good. And what is our higher good but love? Christmas is love. I love all the sparkle and the decorations. I even put up a tree. Thank you. I feel like I should be doing an interpretive Christmas dance. Thank you. With my rhythmic gymnastics streamers. Why are you, it doesn't take anything to get me to digress. Stop it. Shiny object. What was I saying? Where am I? Love. Love. We're here to love. We're here to be love. Christmas is love. And this time I really think that it's time for Adrian.
No.
With a little help from Tony. Christmas. Let love lead us. The Christmas story is our story. You know, We look at things, the thing that's, that makes Unity different from other faiths, other traditions, is interpreting the Bible metaphysically. And we focus right now on the Christmas story again, knowing that that Jesus, the birth of Jesus, the one who proved his humanity and divinity, represents us. We are human. We are divine. You are God expressing as you. So the Christmas story is ours. What is your story? What is your story that you are hanging on to? Because whatever we're hanging on to is serving us in some way. I have a friend, and this is not any kind of shame or anything, but I have a friend who every time they have any kind of an ailment, they post it all over social media. And my intention is not to judge that, it's to simply notice, well, whatever we're doing is serving us somehow. Jesus asked the man, do you want to be healed? Do you want to let go of your bed and walk? You've been saying, I want it, I want it, I want it. He's like, well, if you want to get up, you are healed. What is it that you want to shift in your story to experience a healing? Let's meditate. Let love lead us. Let love lead us into this time of meditation. 1 Corinthians 16 says, let all that you do be done in love. Take up your bed and walk. Unless you don't want to. And that's okay. It is that inner star that we need to follow. In the beautiful Christmas song, we hear the story of the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Wow. It's a star. Not just any star. It's a star dancing in the night. With a tail as big as a kite. And the little lamb said to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Listen. Listen, it's a song. It's high above the trees. It's got a voice as big as the sea. The infinite, vast sea. And said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him gifts of silver and gold. And the king said to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, the shivering child, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and life. that star within is bright. As we go into the silence, allow yourself to have your own unique, personal experience with the star that only you can have.
Said the king to the people.